AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. House Republicans are still rallying support for their latest speaker candidate. CBS's Nicole Killian's on Capitol Hill.
Tom Emmer is now the speaker designate. As you know, on the House floor, he's going to need that 217 magic number to be able to get the gavel. So it's really important that they have a true sense of that before going to the floor.
Correspondent Scott McFarlane.
This standoff unequivocally jeopardizes money for Ukraine, Israel, and a government shutdown in less than a month for as long as it persists.
Israel's reportedly ready for the next stage of its war against Hamas. CBS Morning's co-host Tony DeCoppel is there, and he talked to Chief Israeli Military Spokesman Daniel Hagari.
When these pictures every day show up on people's phones and TVs of women and children in the rubble, that doesn't help your cause.
This is a tough fight. But it shows the face of Hamas using the Gazans as human shield.
Hamas released two elderly hostages overnight. More than 200 people are still being held captive. Here at home, some potential trouble for former President Trump. CBS's Wendy Gillette tells us his former campaign attorney, who pleaded guilty in his RICO case in Georgia.
I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse.
Former Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis delivered a tearful apology to the court as she pleaded guilty to a felony charge related to attempts to overturn the former president's 2020 election loss in Georgia.
If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump.
In New York, former fixer Michael Cohen testified today as a key witness in Trump's civil fraud trial.
This is not about Donald Trump versus Michael Cohen or Michael Cohen versus Donald Trump. This is about accountability, plain and simple.
Meta is now facing a massive class action lawsuit from 41 states and Washington, D.C. The lawsuit claims the social media company is harming young users with addictive features on apps like Instagram. More healthcare workers are getting burned out. Reporter Alexander Tin.
The CDC says that is driving high turnover and mental health issues across the industry. They are calling on healthcare employers to take immediate action to address the causes of health worker burnout. For example, more than 1 in 10 now say they are facing harassment from coworkers or patients.
Soil and rock samples from the moon are answering some age-old questions.
Scientists now say the moon is about 40 million years older than previously thought, forming nearly 5 billion years ago.
That's CBS's Jim Crisula, and the samples were collected during an Apollo mission back in the 70s. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. Never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
And I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the... He was in a, like really
northern Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, come on.
Where every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, October 25th. The North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission will meet at 11 a.m. at the WASA Incubator, Entrepreneurial and Education Center, Large Meeting Room. This meeting is open to the public. Lunch will be provided following the meeting. The Housing Authority of the City of Wisconsin Rapids will hold its regular monthly meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. in the LEC training room. The Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. In Adams County, the City Policy and Procedure Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the City Municipal Building. Among other agenda items, they will be discussing and hearing recommendations regarding operation ordinances for snowmobiles, all-terrain vehicles, and off-road motor vehicles. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 58. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 64. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 24th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in our friend Amy Scheid, Resource Development Coordinator with the Family Center. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, in studio with us, great friends, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, James. How are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good.
Good. And you brought a friend with. We have Cassie with us here from the Community Leadership. Cassie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate the time. We'll talk with you more in a little bit. You're not off the hook. We will get back to you. Actually, Lacey, I did, if you don't mind, want to start with some of the events in our area.
Yes.
We got a big one coming up.
Absolutely. Rekindle the Spirit Parade on the 22nd of November. It's coming up quick. So we are still looking for sponsors at different levels. So even if you can only do a little bit, you are getting your business out there. Obviously, we are really, really excited to bring this back to the community. It is the 16th year. So definitely very excited. Hopefully we can get a lot of support from the businesses as well as parade floats. So definitely reach out to me. You can always call the office and then just they'll put you right over to me.
So we're definitely still looking for participants. We're looking for businesses to be a part of this and everything. Is there a limit on that?
No.
I didn't think so. So all come. We're taking all comers on this one. We want as many people to be involved with this as we can. And I think it's important, too, to note, especially to newer businesses out there, or people maybe that are new to the area, this is one of our signature events. This is not only a fun community event, one that brings the whole town together. I see people that I don't see, you know, any other time of the year except for Rekindle. And, I haven't seen you in a while. That kind of thing. But as far as you as a business and a return on your investment, this is one of the better ones you can ask for. This is just walking, breathing, living advertising 101. I mean, putting yourself out there, having a float and a parade, any of these kind of things. It's a great way of marketing yourself and your business to people that may not see it otherwise.
Absolutely. So even and with the certain sponsor levels, you can also, so even just with the brand awareness, they're going to be at the Santa visit. So when they're, you know, standing in line, there are presents wrapped with your business logo on it. So they're standing there, they're looking around, and it's in the back of your mind. It's just subconscious. So we're not constantly, you know, throwing it in your face, reminding you of the business, but you're just subtly there. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's great too. Sometimes, you know, that goes a long way with just being a part of the event. It's local and, you know, that's staying local. And we're very excited to do that with Santa and Mrs. Claus. So absolutely come out, not only for the parade and then obviously the float, but then the Santa visit, the activities that we're going to be doing there, just to kind of bring the family together.
Yeah, a shout out to you guys at the Chamber. Every year you're able to land these great guests, Mr. and Mrs. Claus. That's a get.
Yes.
They are very busy this time of year. Being
Absolutely.
Able to land those guests, that is a nice shout out to you guys for being able to do that.
We are very excited.
And we touch on this all the time with the Chamber, but it's something that any opportunity to bring up, I like to. Everything we've said about this event is certainly noteworthy, and it applies to you and your business. Another thing that it applies to, and this is for anything with the Chamber, when you are part of things with the Chamber, you are showing the community, you back the community. You are investing in your community. You are a part of things. And while that is great for advertising and other things, another great advertisement part of that is this, that, oh, that's a community brand. Oh, that's somebody who puts back in our community. I want to shop there. I want to work with that person.
Absolutely.
That's how a lot of us work. I threw this out there years ago that I personally only shop at places that put back into this community. And I just threw that out there, not thinking much of it. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you the responses I got from people of all of them being, I'm the same way, or I do this too, or I'm going to start doing that. We're going more and more in detail of this as we go farther in 23, 24, and
Absolutely.
Forward. To support your local community goes a lot farther than it ever has before. So that part of this is certainly noteworthy as well. You are showing, hey, I'm putting back into this area. Mm-hmm. I support our chamber. I support our area.
Yes.
And it's a fun event, too. We'll talk more about the details as we get closer to it. You'll be joining us next month
yes.
before the event, so we can tell people about where the parade starts and that. But
Absolutely.
It does go through all of town, really.
Yes.
So that's something to keep in mind, too. Might even, if you're just a listener out there listening, might want to start figuring out where you're going to put your seat, where you're going to plot
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, get there early. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And we are still looking for that platinum sponsor. So they not only do they have a parade entry, their shout outs on radio, on Facebook, on our marketing print material, but you also have your logo on our vehicle that's leading the float. So definitely, I mean, you're just going to start there. So I think it's a good way to, I mean, if you're new to the area, if you haven't done something, just a way to, you know, jump in both feet.
I saw a stat, I want to say like almost a year ago, McDonald's spends almost $500 million a year on advertising. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know who McDonald's is?
Yeah.
They're spending that kind of money on advertising.
Yes.
They're the ones, they're putting themselves out there. I think that any business would hear something like that and be like, well, we need mm-hmm. to do so. Not maybe that much money, but
yeah.
you definitely need to. Advertising is important. Putting yourself out there is important. So being able to be a part of events like this are going to help you do that and let the chamber help you sell yourself, sell your business.
Absolutely.
And part of that, and really the essence of the chamber is very similar to the essence of what we do around here, local and supporting local. And again, one of our signature events is Small Business Saturday, an event designed completely to support local and help local people, local businesses, and that.
Yes. So that's even, and that's not just, you know, Wisconsin Rapids. That mm-hmm. is the United States. It's a huge event that we're all participating in. So I know we still have some openings. You're going to reach out to Holly Ann for information on that. It's a small way to get your name out there. Obviously, it's the biggest, you know, shopping weekend of the year. $35 plus a raffle prize, and then you're going to be on that passport. So people will be coming in, they'll be shopping, they'll be able to check out your business. And I think it's a great way to feature the small businesses. I know a lot of the bigger businesses, they get, you know, they have the bigger Black Friday deals, things like that. So I think it's great to focus on the smaller businesses that, you know, these local entrepreneurs, people that have stayed in this area, chose to keep. You know, obviously there's jobs, there's things, there's options. Some people don't like using, you know, the big stores. So I think it's great to, to keep that going.
Mm-hmm. For the people who haven't experienced Small Business Saturday before, can we explain to them what the event, how this works?
Yes. So we have a passport, and you're going to with the businesses that are on there, you're going to have your logo, you're going to have a raffle, and then you are going to, you're going to bring in those passports after you're done, using those, the fun time that you can, you know, get with your family, and then bring it in, and then you also go in the running to win a raffle basket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a couple different opportunities. Mm-hmm. We do them, you know, two times a year, and I think it's fun for, you know, getting together, especially with like the, you know, the women of the family. They love mm-hmm. doing that, but it's really fun to just kind of get out, go to those smaller businesses, checking them out, seeing what they have to offer. Some you do have a small price that you have to spend, but some of them you can just go in, get your stamp, you can, you know, browse, look for a little, you know, look for maybe a little thing, souvenir, and then obviously you're still going in, you know, the running for winning the raffle basket for mm-hmm. that business too. So I think it's really fun just to kind of get active, go around, mm. go places. Sometimes it's hard, you know, to find time. So I think it's just like making, you know, making an impact in our community. So getting out, supporting those small businesses that are putting back, you know, just as much as they're getting out of it.
So to the participants, to the community members, it's such a fun event. I know so many people and so many listeners that look forward to this every year. Just a little while ago, I had somebody mentioning about bringing this up and say, isn't that coming up soon? And we got talking about it and everything. It's really fun to the community. Like you said, giving us another opportunity to get out of the house maybe and check out some businesses, get a little shopping in, especially before Christmas and the holiday marathon that is coming up and everything. That part of it is a big key to this and a fun part of the event. To the businesses out there, whether you have been around as long as Misty's Menu or you are a brand new business, this is one of the feature events to get yourself out there. I cannot tell you how many times in the 20 years I've lived in this area, I have heard, I didn't even know that was here. I didn't know that was in this town. Like, I'm used to that in Chicago, okay? That's understandable there. There's a lot going on. Here, you wouldn't think that happened, but it happens all the time, that there are businesses and establishments around here that you just don't see. There could be a business on A Street that shocks you. Like, oh, how long has that been here? I didn't even know that was here. We don't get a chance to get out and bop around like that very often and check out some of these businesses and these places. So if you are one of those newer businesses or you are somebody who has been around a while and would like to see your maybe an increase in traffic or at least take a chance at that, this is a golden opportunity for you. That you're literally bringing people into your business. It's almost guaranteed that that is going to happen. And any good businessman will tell you, you get them in the building, and that's the biggest part of a sale is getting a person into a building. Here's a great opportunity to do that while also having fun. It's not forced. It's not one of those things where you're badgering people to do something or anything. Mm-hmm. This is fun. This is something that people want to be a part of and run to these businesses and everything. I remember when Steph first brought this up to us when she was with the chamber, and I thought it was such a new, fun idea. And here, all these years later, to see it just getting stronger and better and supporting our community even more. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And with it being $35, it's a smaller contribution, which, I mean, just the marketing aspect of alone, where are you going to get marketing for $35?
Nowhere.
So it's a great way to, it's like, oh, I know it's tough and I know it's that time of the year, but it's like, it's just a great way to, you're getting your name out there, your business out there. People are stopping in. And like you said, a lot of people that have never been to them, or maybe they look and they see outside and they're like, oh, you know, I don't know what's in there. And I think it's just a good way to then like, even take some pressure off of you, like, oh, I'm here for this. Mm-hmm. And then you don't feel so inclined that you have to buy something, but you can look around and then obviously keep it in the back of your mind. I know there's a lot of places that I had never been into until working for the chamber, and then getting to see them, and then I'm like, yeah, I'll be back.
Yeah.
And I think some of that is just getting them in the door. Mm-hmm. So I think $35 raffle prize, I think it's just it's a no-brainer for a small business.
Lacey, extremely good points there. I wanted to touch on that. That $35, there's almost nothing in the advertising world that $35 will get you.
Yes.
Like, I don't think any format that I know, and I'm very up to date on these things, especially in the mm-hmm. business I'm in. There's nothing that you can use $35 and get this kind of advertising for.
Yes.
That alone. So you're absolutely right. It is hard out there. Most small businesses are, you know, trying to make ends meet, trying to get in the black and everything.
Yes.
This is actually helpful to that. Every business has to advertise, and you want to get your bang for your buck. You want to get as much as you can out of it. Man, you're getting that $35 worth and then some with something like this.
Absolutely.
Again, if people want to be a part of something like this, Lacey, how can they do that? Who do they need to contact?
Yes, so that's Holly Ann. That's 715-423-1830 or office@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. You can also stop in if that works better for you, or you can just, you know, give us a call. We can email you it. We will try to do whatever we can to make sure that it's easy on you. I know some of them, sometimes it's a little harder to participate, and if you're a little bit older business person and you're like, oh, I'm just face-to-face, come in. We're there 8 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Yeah, stop on by. And they love when you guys stop on by.
Yes,
we do have enough people stopping by. Stop by, say hi. Nakusa Hometown Christmas. Again, another beloved event that we have in this area, and it's right around the corner.
Yes, parade, fireworks display. I'm very excited. Just talking to the firework guy, from now my understanding of how different the fireworks look when it's colder out and how the colors and stuff, it's like now I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Like, and even as an adult, like, I mean, I know kids are excited for fireworks, but like just hearing someone that's passionate speak about something, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, now I'm excited. I'm passionate about it. Yes, yeah. Like, I think if someone's like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, but he went into detail about the colors and how he's setting them up and like the times for each one. And I think it's just when someone's passionate about something and it like awakens like in something in someone else, like just Absolutely. Hearing someone speak, it's like, okay, I could listen to him talk about fireworks all day long, even though I don't know a lot about that. I can't really chime in, but I can just sit there and listen to him. And he was so happy that it was like, and he's from the area, you know, mm-hmm. he's lived here for a long time and he also is giving back. So he wants to make this event wonderful. He loves doing it. He was a teacher in Nakusa for a long time. So he's very passionate about making this community all that it can be. And there isn't a lot of fireworks shows that follow parades.
Right.
It's just like, that's like a big city thing that you're mm-hmm. getting in the small community. And obviously, you know, Wisconsin Rapids people are going there, mm-hmm. Port people, Rudolph people, Stevens Point people, because they don't have fireworks following their parades. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think it says something about us giving back, the companies, the businesses that have supported to make sure that this continues to go, as well as, you know, the Riverside Lights. Mm-hmm. We've got, you know, we have a drive-through. We've got, you know, it's just great that we are doing those things that you don't have to drive. You don't have to go, you know, to Madison. You don't have to go. You can stay here. You can, you know, still spend time with your family, minimize car travel. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just great that we're able to do that for the people here.
It goes a long way. It's an ability, especially in when it's travel is not easy as the colder months come upon us and everything. And for families to be able to experience these things and not have to travel 2 hours to a Madison or a Milwaukee or mm-hmm. something like that is a big benefit. And then what it does for the area, and it's not just its, you know, community members, but the people participating in it. You know, a good friend of ours here at WFHR, Heather Sayers, I know is a big part of a lot of things down there in Nakusa. And working with Heather and knowing her for some years, I have to say that she is one of the best examples of she gets as much out of this as the people do. You know,
she's everywhere.
Yeah, and I've seen it on her face. I've seen so much. She has no poker face. This is what you see is what you get, Heather. It's one of the
she's
things
very
we
authentic,
love about her.
Yes.
Yeah, and she just the way that she feels from being a part of these. Lacey, I see it in you, and I've seen it in others at the chamber. Where yes, it's great for the community, and they get a lot from it. You guys get a lot from it too. And I bring this up because we always use volunteers.
Absolutely.
And whether it's Nakusa Hometown Christmas, Small Business Saturday, Rekindle the Spirit, all of these events are always looking for more hands and more community members to help with them. So we are encouraging volunteers as well. I wanted to put that out there.
We definitely want to grow. We want to make it as big as we can be. Obviously, we want to still have that small town feel, but we want to have the big town elements mm-hmm. of it. So we're hoping that we can keep growing. I know we have lots of ideas, so we're definitely writing everything down. I'm trying to take it all in and make sure that I don't, you know, come in and change everything, but absolutely excited. We want more participants. I know we had like 25. Mm. So I would like to see that grow, even if it's just a little bit. Obviously we encourage everyone to, you know, get their floats in there, hand out candy, be a part of it, dress up. And I think it's important to show the kids why they should stay here.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Like, show them what we do have to offer. You don't have to go somewhere. You can go, you know, it's nice to have positive things to do in the community in the wintertime when it's cold out. It's hard to stay in the house.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there and like it's nice to be able to get out, go to these parades, go to see the lights, go, you know, watch the fireworks, get some hot chocolate, go see Santa. It's crucial to mental health for the wintertime.
You are very good at your job, Lacey. All points, very good points being made right there on all of those. And I'm so glad you brought that up about kids. I touch on this from time to time when it comes to a lot of things in our society, that those are little eyeballs watching. Those mm-hmm. are sponges taking in all this. And I usually am referring to politics or these kind of things. It's no different with something like that, too. Whether it's Rapids, it's Point, it's Wausau, it's Marshfield, one of the biggest things that any town, any city is trying to do is keep its people, keep its population, or at least bring new people in, what have you. That kids are watching. And kids are seeing how you are treating your hometown, how you are feeling about your hometown, that sort of thing. So it definitely it goes a long way with the youth and encouraging them to be a part of these things, not just to stay here, but to be a part of these events while they're here.
Absolutely. I mean, we only like I'm a parent, so I understand you only have 18 years guaranteed with them, that they're home, that they're going to, you know, and a lot of those, they don't really want to hang out with you. So it's just getting out, doing those things, making memories, taking pictures, you know, being active. We want to get our social media up a little bit more to where you can tag, you know, tag us, get some stuff out there. We're slowly working towards that, but it's just giving back in the best way that we can, keeping everyone here, keeping, you know, positive things to do. It's wintertime. You're low on vitamin, you know, low on the vitamin D. So it's just like trying to get us, you know, to do things together as a family.
Speaking with Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And before we get talking with Casey here, I did want to wrap up. Cassie, I'm sorry. I've been doing that all day. I apologize. You can mess up my name all you want. I wanted to mention the Coffee with the Chamber.
Yes.
Touch on that real quick.
Very excited for that. That obviously is on the 25th, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it came up quick. Definitely excited. Scott Dietz is our speaker. He is the partner at Seven Letters in Washington, so a strategic company working on communications, making sure that you can have presentation excellence. So it's important for large businesses, small businesses, profit, nonprofit, making sure that you can convey your message, explain yourself in a way that will be received in a way that is beneficial for your company. So definitely you can tune in virtually. You can come to the chamber. It's going to be right downstairs in our boardroom, sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming and Nakusa, and then coffee sponsored by us at the Heart of Wisconsin.
Nice.
So 8:30 to 9:30. You can register online as well as you can come in, register. That is free. And then if you can't make it, you know, tune in virtually. We'll have everything on there. You'll be able to, talk to him, and you know he's gonna offer a lot of tips and tricks and pointers, and making sure that you strategically that everything fits with what you want to explain. So, and I'll be there too.
Right on. Yeah. Scott is very good at what he does. This is a great opportunity to take this in and to take it in locally, to be able to not again have to travel a couple of hours to be able to take in this event. People want to register. How can they do that?
Yes, registration is at wisconsinrapidschamber.com, and that is required to attend.
And finally, we can talk with Cassie. I wanted to get you in on here because I wanted to talk about the community leadership participant, the community leadership program, if you will. And first up, Lacey, let's explain what this is and why Cassie's with us today.
Yes. So, and I'm also a participant, but
that's right.
I'm not going to interview myself. That would be funny.
Next time.
Absolutely. So we have the teen leadership as well, the cool teen leadership, I should say, as well as our community leadership. It's the primary focus for that is to develop skills, knowledge, and network necessary for individuals to address local issues and then foster community development and bring about positive change. So we met one time, and that's what Cassie's going to talk about with us today. So very excited. Also, the teens did get to tour the police department and the courthouse. They got to go in the jail, watch dispatch for a little bit, and they got to learn about more than just going into law enforcement. So other parts of it, other things, obviously we have the new jail being built, so they got some information on that, why it's being built. I think a lot of people have some misconceptions, or they're not necessarily happy about this. So we got to talk to the, well, I didn't get to go there, but I would have, we're going to go there later, but they got to talk to the people that know about it. And they got to hear about, the wages that you make there, and the training that Mid-State's offering, and a lot of things that the kids didn't necessarily know about. So Laura was very excited when I got to talk to her about it. But she said that the kids, when they went in, they didn't really have a lot of questions. They were like, oh, it's just being a cop. That's what law enforcement is. So then when they finished, they were like, wait, okay, so how many credits do I have to have for this? And then how, and they're paying for my school. So they're paying you essentially a 40-hour job to do these things. So I think it was really eye-opening for a lot of the kids to understand. Yeah. I think some of them just have tunnel vision about a specific job, and they don't actually know what it entails. So I think it's great that they're able to go in there, talk to them, understand. And then obviously, I mean, they're there's jobs. Yeah. There is reasons to stay here. So,
Cassie, can you tell us a little bit about what have you experienced so far from the leadership program? I know you've only had the one meeting, but how has it gone?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. I wasn't really sure exactly what to expect. Jennifer Allen, she's our CEO at the Boys and Girls Club, you know, recommended me to attend this retreat. And to be honest with you, I was very hesitant at first because I wasn't sure, especially because it's not what I'm used to, but I wanted to get out of my comfort zone. I attended the retreat. I was able to really understand more of my leadership and my strengths. There was a book that we had to read, Strength Finder, so we were able to take a quiz to find our five top strengths. So it was kind of interesting. I know my first one was adaptability, but my third one was actually restorative, which I find myself to be more in that way just because of my role as the operations director. I'm always looking to work with the directors and finding ways to listen, what's the problem and how can we fix it. Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, the retreat gave me the opportunity to really understand what my role is and mm-hmm. how can I continue to make that grow. But not only that, you know, I got the chance to meet a lot of other people in the community and, you know, being able to network with them and really communicate with them and finding ways of how can we work together, you know. So it allowed me to build those relationships with them, which I do look forward to the next sessions here, meeting with more with the chambers. But overall, I would say it was a great experience.
Very good
to hear. Retreat, yeah.
With the retreat, is there other aspects after the retreat? Are there the more to come with this program?
Yeah, I know there's, I believe, 12 sessions. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we meet
correct?
Once a month. Yep, mm-hmm. until May. Mm-hmm.
Yep, until May. Yep.
So it's not to because I like to talk to businesses out there and to individuals and encourage them to be a part of this. And it's not a huge time commitment. So there's that part of it that is beneficial, I think. Hearing from Cassie some of the things that she has taken in from this, it goes so far from people. And there's certain things in life that you couldn't. I'm going to take this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to become a better person or what have you. There's certain things that we have to work on internally to be able to do that. And then there's things that we could use some guidance for and some help. I think this program is such a good combination of both of those. It gives you tools and it gives you help to be able to do these things. But there's nobody that can let you know this. You figure it out for yourselves. Everybody has a great leader in them. And everybody can be a great leader. It's sometimes understanding that about yourself that can be one of the greatest assets of a program like this is realizing, oh, I'm a leader too. I didn't even realize that. Let's get to leading. It's such a great aspect. Now, there's the other part of this too that I find so vital and so valuable. And I'm glad you touched on this, Cassie. And that's the networking and the ability to be able to run into and meet people. Very similar to Small Business Saturday, mm-hmm. if you will, of talking to community members that you don't always get a chance to run into, people that you don't always meet.
Absolutely. There is such a diverse group. We have people from the city, the police department, Parks and Rec, me, mm-hmm. Boys and Girls Club. Yeah. We've got nonprofits. We've got Family Center. We've got like a lot of people, the school district. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just having a way to touch those people that you normally wouldn't be in the same room as.
Yeah. Can I thank you both enough for the time? Thank you both so much for being here today and everything you're putting into our community. Cassie, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Lacey, I will see you soon. You
thank
take care.
Thank you.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Sturgeon spearing licenses are available now from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. If you're interested in harvesting a lake sturgeon from Lake Winnebago during the 2024 sturgeon spearing season, you'll need to purchase your license before October 31st. Both residents and non-residents can purchase a license, but you must be at least 12 years old. Mid-State Technical College's Vice President, Dr. Bobby Damrow, appointed to serve on the AACC's Commission on Small and Rural Colleges. Dr. Damrow is the VP of Workforce Development and Community Relations. The American Association of Community Colleges, or AACC, represents more than 1,000 two-year institutions and nearly 12 million students. Dr. Damrow will serve a three-year term on the commission, offering advice and counsel to the AACC on trends and important issues facing small and rural colleges. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Isolated thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 58, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Isolated thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 64, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 24th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and we're welcoming in right now our friends from the Family Center. We have Amy Scheid, Resource Development Coordinator with the Family Center, with us right now. Amy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, James. Thanks for having me.
Always good to see you. Always good to talk with our friends at the Family Center. I always like to journalistically mention that I am on the board of the Family Center. I am very proud of that, and I am a big supporter of bringing down these numbers of domestic violence. I have no journalistic integrity with this subject. I care very deeply about it, and I appreciate any opportunity we have to talk about this subject. Although, as I've said to Deb and Sue and many of your staff over there at the Family Center, I wish you guys didn't have a job. I wish Amen. We didn't need to do this, but we do, and it is October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So it is a key time for us to have you on. We've gotten some recent numbers that I want to get into with you, Amy. But first, I want to talk about this beautiful event that we have coming up.
Thank you, James. It is indeed going to be a fantastic event this coming Thursday. I would say that I would echo your thought that it would be wonderful if we didn't have to hold this event, as it is a vigil in honor of those that have lost their life to domestic violence in our state. We hope that we'll have many of you there just to support and honor those who've lost their lives.
Mm-hmm. Amy, can we tell people what time the event is, the details of the event, and what they can expect with this event?
Absolutely, James. We will be holding the Domestic Violence Awareness Month Community Recognition and Vigil. It's our sixth annual, Thursday being held at the Family Center. If you're not familiar, it's 500 25th Street North. And it will be from 6 until 7 that evening.
Mm-hmm. And this is an event that you don't need to bring things, you don't need to do things, you just need to be. We just want you there. We just want your presence. We just want your representation. I think that one of the things that stood out to me that I didn't understand until I started working more closely with the Family Center is I come from a family that has been very adamant about domestic violence our whole lives. In the neighborhood I grew up in, there was a lot of it. My mother and father are very against it. My father raised me as a gentleman and to treat people a certain way, a lot of these things. But there's so much that I did not know until working with and talking with you guys more and more. And one of the things I didn't realize, and it took the Men in the Kitchen event for me. I emceed that a couple years back, the last one we had some years back, and I was humbled to be able to do it, and I hadn't done anything like that with the Family Center before. I show up, and I don't know if I was late or if everybody else was early or what, but I walk in, and the first person I see is our mayor, then I see Andy Francis, representative of the Rafters, I see our police chief, I see Sheriff Becker, I see men. And I see a lot of that. And I see all of them very happy and proud to be there. And I see other community members and other people in the town that I didn't know. And I get it. It sinks in immediately. Oh, they're showing where they stand on this issue. They're showing where they stand. This is a fun event. It's a good time and everything. But they're showing, hey, we're not budging on this. There is no gray area on this subject. We stand on the right side of history. Then it's break that down to community members. And maybe you don't have a badge. Maybe you're not the head of a an organization or something like that. You're a citizen. That part of this almost makes it even more important to me, that to show where you stand, where that you represent on this. It's important going forward here that we do these things, that we show where we stand on these issues. It doesn't mean that you walk around every day with a sign saying, I hate domestic violence or something like that. When we have events like this, though, it's so key to show that you're here and you're representing and that you're there for others. Another part of this that I didn't see, Amy, and I this part pulls at my empathy so hard. There are going to be individuals, statistically we know this, there are going to be individuals at this event that have not maybe come forward, that are struggling in silence, that are suffering. And when they see community members, when they see neighbors showing up and being supportive of these things, maybe that encourages them and gives them a little bit, that little bit more that they need to say, oh, I'm not alone on this. I'm not by myself on this subject.
Absolutely. And that stat that we use frequently, and it is also the theme of our vigil, is everyone knows someone. And on average, it's 1 in 4, James. It's far higher number than you would ever imagine. Sexual violence as well is a significant problem in the state of Wisconsin, with women having experienced rape 1 in 5, sexual violence 1 in 3. Men, sexual violence, 1 in 6. So this is an issue that is statewide. It's prevalent in our community, and we need to support. I think we've taken an extra step this year in asking our community to show their stand against domestic violence in this month. If you have not had an opportunity, I shed a tear on October 1st, driving through town after noticing our marquee partners, our businesses in town, who have turned their marquees purple, who have put the everyone knows someone or the 1 in 4 statistic out on their marquees. We've had law enforcement partners last week wear purple ribbons and show pictures of or send pictures of their staffs. The week before, our church partners wore purple and sent in pictures. And we have an opportunity for you, our community, to do the same coming up very shortly.
Mm-hmm. When you see purple throughout town this month, that is what this is supporting. That is what this is for. And a big shout out to all those organizations, all those people that have backed this and gotten behind this. It is a really beautiful thing to be able to see. And it's humbling and sweet at the same time, but I also find it very, very encouraging.
I agree.
We are so close to this subject, and we get so caught up in these numbers sometimes and everything. I think it's really important for us to be able to do two things at once, because we can all chew gum and walk at the same time. Mm-hmm. You can look at these numbers and say that we got a lot of work to do, but also appreciate the trailblazing and the work that has been done by so many individuals, whether it's this community or neighboring communities or just the state or the country alone, that on this subject matter, and how far we have come in such a short amount of time. I lose sight of that sometimes. I get stuck on this, and this frustrates me, and that. And it takes somebody like my mother, who has been, I think that I've been back in this subject for a long time. That woman is the reason I'm back. She's been doing this a lot longer than me. And she gets it, and she understands. And she knows, very similar to many of our listeners, and possibly you, Amy, out there, how the struggle that this was when you were kids, when you were younger, and when we were younger, and everything, and where we are now. It's important to see that, as much as it is important to see that there is still work to be done.
Absolutely. I think one of the most difficult things that we've encountered this month in preparing for the vigil was the release of the End Abuse Wisconsin report through WCASA. I remember last year when the report came out, and as a staff, reflecting on the fact that we had not seen an increase in the number of domestic violence homicides in the state of Wisconsin of that significance in our lifetimes. And sadly, we have topped that increase in the data that was released for this past year. We saw 96 individuals die in Wisconsin due to domestic violence. That is at a rate of 1 per every 3.8 days. That means that 1 in every 6 domestic violence homicides in the U.S. happens in our state. Yeah. Our state.
Yeah.
And those deaths range from 10 months to 92 years this year. So it happens to everyone in every demographic. It covered 26 of the counties in Wisconsin. And just to drill it home to the work being done here at the Family Center, the Family Center served 5,498 nights of stay this year alone. That's not including outreach or the work that's being done in support groups, etc.
For those that didn't see, I encourage you to check out the wonderful article at Wisconsin Public Radio. They have a great article on this. Domestic violence-related deaths increased in Wisconsin last year, hitting new records for the state. Not only did we see this, as Amy was mentioning there, 20% increase in some of these things, but there is also, along with this, another important aspect of the article, the reduced federal funding that is going on for our domestic violence shelters. That's another key part of this subject in this month, to me, about bringing attention to this, because we can't, it's one thing to say domestic violence is wrong. And that's it. End of subject. No, that's where the work gets to be done. Like, yes, domestic violence is wrong. Now, what are we doing to help our shelters, help our individuals, help our community members with this topic? That's where the real work really begins. And it's so important when it comes to events like this or events you see the Family Center hosting or when you hear us talking about the Family Center. Hey, what can I do to help? How can I help out? We'll get into volunteering before we wrap up here, Amy, but it's an opportunity. I see a segue here to be able to mention how anytime you are able to drop off items at the Family Center or you were able to donate dollars and cents, or maybe you have an hour or two and you can help out, mow the lawn or rake or shovel or whatever the season is, help out around there. It may not seem like much, but it is one less thing that the staff there has to focus on, and they can focus on the vital work that they are doing. So there are many, many, many ways to be able to participate with your Family Center and help out and show that you stand on the right side of history with this subject.
I would agree. One of the most visual things that you can do this week, in addition to coming to the vigil on Thursday, would be to wear purple. Grab a neighbor, grab a friend, a coworker, or just you yourself. Put purple on Thursday, take a picture, and send it in on our Facebook page. We want to feature that the community understands the challenges that those people that are suffering from domestic violence or sexual assault are going through, and that you value the work being done at the Family Center. James referenced those decreases in VOCA, or the Victims of Crime Act, which is a large grant source for domestic violence shelters across our state. We're looking at a 70% reduction, a cap of nearly half of what we've received up until this point, and that the Department of Justice will only be able to fund approximately 52 agencies across Wisconsin as opposed to the 135 that they're funding now. So those are, you know, in a nutshell, James, it means a reduction in services.
Yeah.
And how is that done? In our organization, we have legal services, we have child and family services, we have housing services, we have Hmong services. We have so many vital services for victims. And how do you decide which of those can move forward and which cannot? And that's a future we're going to see if we don't see funding come outside of government sources.
I mentioned our community members, our leaders in this community, showing where they stand on this subject. This is just me talking. This is just James. I'm not talking for the Family Center. I'm not talking for Civic or WFHR. This is just me straight up talking to all of you individuals out there. It is just as vital that when you are voting for politicians that you understand where they stand on this subject, and if they believe in adding to the funding or taking from the funding of this subject. I encourage people to do your homework and know who you are voting for, because this cannot happen. We are letting this happen on our watch, and we allow these things to happen when we vote for these people to get into office. Know who's in their pocket, know where they are voting, and know where they stand. Again, end of James talking. That's just me speaking for myself here. But it frustrates me. You guys, I know the work you're doing over there. I know the work that domestic violence shelters are doing around the country. And this is a subject that impacts almost every asset of our society, economics, mental health, et cetera, et cetera. And how we just completely turn a blind eye to it left and right is a black eye on all of us. And that is something that we need to keep in mind when we are going into the voting booths going forward. Again, end of my discussion. I'll stop. I'll get off my soapbox. I do want to touch a little bit more on the event coming up this Thursday, if you don't mind, Amy. One of the things that I think that is so beautiful about this, too, is the information that is shared. Not only the people that we have lost, but for individuals to understand, hear these names and have that sink in. I feel like stats, whether we like it or not, we get a little numb to stats and numbers at times. The incorporating of the names in part of this, it's a beautiful part of it. It's a great way to honor these individuals. It's also a great way for the community to, I think, really have it hit home.
I would agree. And in addition to the latter part of the vigil, where we will read the initials of the deceased and where they're from, their ages, etc., we have an opportunity on that night to honor those people in the community that have been of tremendous support for us in the past year. So know that this vigil is not just extinguishing a light on those lives lost and remembering those folks moving forward, but it's also providing community recognition to the honorees and supporters of our organization. We are having a beautiful choir piece done with Lincoln High School's Bel Canto Choir, directed by Julie Stoffel. That is always a beautiful part of the day. Mm-hmm. So while it will be a somber occasion in the sense that we're there for a purpose to honor those folks, there is a lot of light and life in that vigil, and it is encouraging to see what efforts are being made throughout the community to support the Family Center.
Absolutely.
We're so grateful.
Again, we'll give the details of this event coming up this Thursday before we wrap up. Amy, I did want to make sure that we touched on volunteers as well.
Yes, so important. We're so grateful to our volunteers. We have many, many opportunities at the Family Center for anyone who'd be interested in giving us some assistance. Those opportunities might be occasional, like helping me with fundraisers, such as Touch a Truck, coming out and giving us some assistance there. If you would rather do less direct work with the organization, it'd be fantastic for you to come in and help with mailers. We need people to help clean the facility. We need people who help with the in-kind donations that James mentioned earlier. And those people that have been organizing in-kind donation drives for us. One of the really fabulous things, James, that I've seen in the last couple weeks are these groups of high school students. We've seen students from Lincoln, from Assumption, from a variety of organizations that have come in with entire van loads of food and items that our clients or the pantry might be in need of. So we just want to say a big shout out for that. But we could also use help processing those and making sure they end up in the right location within the building. So give us a call. You may think you don't have anything to contribute, but I guarantee you do. You may think you don't have the time, but I guarantee you do. And no amount of time or talent is too small.
Yeah, there is it's similar to some other opportunities we talk about from time to time where you guys will work with people's schedules. We understand that people have busy lives, work, life, all of that stuff. It's important to reach out and to see, because at the very worst, you're going to hear a no, which I'd be shocked by. I mean, you're not going to probably hear that, but that's the worst that can happen is, oh, I'm sorry, thank you for calling. We can't, you know, we can't figure something out. 99% of the time, going to be able to figure it out, and it's worth reaching out. And as somebody who has volunteered at the Family Center before, as somebody who has volunteered in this community before, I cannot put in the words how good it feels and that I still carry with me and that I still feel from. I talk about it with the United Way. I talk about it with other organizations. Volunteering is one of the greatest things to add to your mental health, to add to your soul you can think of. And especially when you are a part of something like with the Family Center, where it's such an important subject matter. And you may feel like this isn't doing that much. But again, when you add that on to all the other things going on at the Family Center, you are contributing. You are a key part of this.
That is absolutely the truth. And I would encourage you not only to to consider it, but model good behavior for the young people in your lives. Mm-hmm. Gabriel and Adrian and Jesse, my children, have been helping with volunteering, and it is just a tremendous experience for them. They learn empathy. They learn that their time and their talent is appreciated and needed in their communities. And I promise we won't turn you away. We'd love to have you.
Yeah. I also wanted to take a moment where I wanted to get into this with you, Amy, if you don't mind, about different ways that people can advocate for this cause. And certainly October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but this is something that we encourage you to do every day, every month. And what are ways that they can do that, Amy?
Well, touching on the ways you can make a very visual response to how you feel about this issue. Again, I would recommend that you wear purple on Thursday, take that picture, send it to our Facebook page, and just join our Facebook page. Keep following the information that's included in there. It's valuable. We'd love to have you on Thursday at the vigil from 6 until 7 at the Family Center. And James touched on, while he may have indicated that it's a personal feeling about how you vote, you can do something right now, regardless of who is in office in any instance, and that would be just simply to reach out to our representatives. You're a constituent in this community, you're a constituent in the state, and I would recommend that you share your feelings about this, that you recognize the fact that we've seen a significant increase in the amount of domestic violence in our state, and sadly in the amount of domestic violence homicides in our state, the amount of sexual assault, the amount of human trafficking, and it's coupled with a decrease in funding, which is a dangerous, dangerous combination, and one that I hope will be remedied in some way.
If there is one thing I have learned living in this state, it is the pride, the beautiful natural pride that Wisconsinites take in being a Wisconsinite and being in their state. You guys love this state. You love being from here. And I champion that. I think that is awesome. It's such a naturally organic thing. Almost every individual I've ever met from Wisconsin has that embodied in them. And I think it's very cool. I think everybody should be proud of where they're from.
Absolutely.
Part of that pride comes with a responsibility. That's not just something you just get to wake up and feel every day. That's something that you put work into. And part of the work that needs to be done right now is bringing these numbers down.
Agreed. I don't think anyone wants to say that one in every six domestic violence homicides in the United States happens in our beautiful backyard.
Yeah.
So if nothing else, share that stat.
Mm-hmm.
Get behind the work being done at the Family Center. Share with your legislators that this is a situation that you hope will not continue, and that you're behind the efforts being done to turn those numbers around. And, I am the resource development coordinator, James, so I would be not doing a very good job if I did not say that your support financially mm-hmm. is significantly appreciated by our organization. Please think of us this holiday season mm-hmm. as you're making those important contributions as well.
The Family Center is also hiring. So if you are looking to work in this field and impact your community in that way, I encourage you to reach out to the Family Center as well about job opportunities and certainly volunteer opportunities. Amy, as we're wrapping up here, I did want to touch on the details of the event one more time. I do have a very important question, though. I was staggering last month. I'm looking through my wardrobe, and somehow I have no purple. Can I just blast some prints? Does that count? Does that not? I'm trying to find a way to laugh. I'm just trying to find a way to make you laugh. I'm just trying to lighten the mood a little bit.
Bless your heart. I'm pretty sure you've got a purple bracelet or something you can hold up there, James.
Yeah, got some purple somewhere around, and I'll be bringing it with me to this event going on this Thursday. One more time, do you mind giving people the details of this event?
I'd be honored. Thursday, October 6th at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, we'll be hosting the 6th Annual Domestic Violence Awareness Month Vigil, Shine a Light on Domestic Violence. Everyone knows someone. It'll be held from 6 until 7. It will be held indoors, but I'd just like to mention that should the weather be better than today, we will be stepping outside just briefly to acknowledge those who have passed by extinguishing a light for each of them. So we're dressed warmly just in case we do have that opportunity to step outside for those few moments. And then we hope that you'll come back in and talk with us and spend a little time and just enjoy some refreshments. Yeah. Frostbites by Tammy, I believe, donated those delicious items that are going to be served that day. So we'd love to have you stick around for a little bit afterwards and meet our new executive director, meet some of our team. We're just really looking forward to the opportunity to gather, even though, like I said, part of the presentation is a bit somber.
Yeah, and we'll be there for it. I want the whole community out for this event. Be sure to show up there, and we'll be talking about it as we lead up to it to Thursday. Amy, thank you again so much for the time, everything you and the staff put into this community. We thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you, James. We appreciate you as well. And again, thanks to everyone who helped us paint this town purple this month. We appreciate you all.
Find out more at familyctr.org, familyctr.org, and encourage you to follow the Family Center on social media. It's a great way to keep up the things going on there. And it's a nice, there's some really encouraging stuff on there, too. I encourage you to do that, everybody. Thank you again for the time. And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR.